الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، This is the 10th hadith in Imam al-Nawawi's collection of 40 أحاديث الأربعون النووية. Imam al-Nawawi رحمه الله said عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا وإن الله تعالى أمر المؤمنين بما أمر به المرسلين فقال يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم ثم ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء يا ربي يا رب ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنى يستجاب لذلك. إمام مسلم، أحمد، ترمذي and others collected this important hadith. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أبو هريرة reported قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن الله تعالى طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا. Surely Allah سبحانه وتعالى is طيب and he only accepts that which is طيب. وإن الله تعالى أمر المؤمنين and surely Allah سبحانه وتعالى commanded the believers بما أمر به المرسلين with what he commanded the messengers. فقال يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا. O messengers, eat from that which is طيب and do that which is صالح. وقال تعالى Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ Eat from the طيب that we have provided for you. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلَ يُطِيلُ السَّفَرَ Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned a man يُطِيلُ السَّفَرَ traveling extensively. أَشْعَث His hair is untidy. أَغْبَر His clothes and face have the traces of dust on them from travel. يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ Extending his hands towards heaven, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا رَبِّ يَا رَبِّ وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ However, his food came from haram. وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ His drink came from haram. The drink itself, The food, they're halal. وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ And his clothes came from haram. وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامِ And his body grew from haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ So how can this dua be accepted? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the case of a man who's been traveling to do something good. Maybe do some acts of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Traveling extensively, that his hair is untidy, his face and clothes show the traces of travel, dust. يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ He extends his hands towards heaven, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having done several things, traveling, And we know that dua during travel is accepted, inshallah. And also traveling to do something good. So he extends his hands towards heaven, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. However, وَمَطْعَامُهُ حَرَامٌ But his food came from haram sources. وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ And his drink came from haram sources. وملبسه حرام, and his clothes came from haram sources, all kinds of haram sources. وغذي بالحرام, and his body grew on haram sources, food and drinks. فأنا يستجاب لذلك. How can this دعاء be accepted from this person? سبحان الله, سبحان الله. Even though while traveling, being tired from traveling, trying to do something that people perceive to be good and righteous, but he didn't do the essentials. His food came from all kinds of haram sources, even though the food itself is halal. His drink came from all kinds of haram sources, even though his drink itself is halal. وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ, his clothes came from haram sources, all kinds of haram sources, selling haram, dealing with haram, all kinds of haram sources, including committing aggression against other people, stealing their food or drink or their wealth, clothes they have. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. So how can this man's dua be accepted while the description is what you heard? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Also here in this hadith, we know something significant, magnificent about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى طَيِّبُ. Allah is pure, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Free from all and any defects. طيب. And he only accepts that which is طيب, good and pure of statements and actions. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also discover that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the prophets and messengers with what he commanded the believers. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us, commanded us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we all become believers with what he commanded the messengers too. Commanding the messengers in this ayah, Surah Al-Mu'minun, ayah 51, يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلِ, O messengers, كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, eat from that which is طَيِّب, وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا, and do that which is صالح, good and righteous. Here there is an indication that eating from halal, tayyib sources leads one to do something good and righteous. See? This leads to that. Eat from halal sources and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you success to do something righteous. Also, we explained before that we will never know what is salih with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the Quran and Sunnah. This is our only source, the revelation of what is righteous in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, wa'malu salihan, do what you have been commanded, recommended, or allowed to do in the Quran and Sunnah. That is good and tayyib. And everything Allah commanded us is good and tayyib. Everything Allah revealed to our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is good and tayyib. This is Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 172. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the case of this man. We explained his case. So this is a commandment for us. We have to. We are required. It's good for us that we only seek that which is good and tayyib. Spend from that which is good and tayyib. Eat from that which is good and tayyib. Drink from that which is good and tayyib. And keep our bodies from being covered by clothes that did not come from that which is good and tayyib. And not allow the body, our body, to grow on haram, period. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge in the religion and make us among the righteous. والحمد لله رب العالمين.